Quiet Mind, Day 30. Love is a spiritual practice, when relationships aren't for happiness, but for awakening. Relationships today mirror the collective meltdown of our world. As the egoic structures of society crumble, so too do our romantic ideals. For many, relationships are no longer working. People are either avoiding them altogether, jumping from one emotional roller coaster to another, or staying stuck in painful dysfunction under the guise of duty, fear, or routine. Why? Because these relationships, like everything built on ego, are breaking down and revealing what's always been broken. But here's the twist. This breakdown is the breakthrough. It's an opportunity, not a curse. Relationships, especially the ones that shake you up, aren't here to make you happy. They're here to make you conscious. When conflict shows up, don't run and don't cling to the fantasy of a perfect partner who will finally complete you. Instead, embrace what is. When you fully accept your inner and outer turmoil, you open a portal. Your awareness creates space. That space doesn't fix the problem, but it changes the atmosphere. Even knowing you're not at peace creates a stillness that wraps your chaos in gentleness. That's the shift. That's grace entering. You can't force transformation, not in yourself, and definitely not in your partner. All you can do is be the space in which transformation is possible. If a relationship drives you crazy, good. Let it expose your triggers. Notice the rage, the jealousy, the need to be right, the urge to control. Just know what's happening. That knowing is the beginning of freedom. In fact, the relationship becomes your teacher. When your partner spirals into unconsciousness, don't match their energy. Be the presence that doesn't flinch. You don't need your partner's cooperation to do this work. Enlightenment isn't a group project. If you're waiting for your relationship to get better, before you find peace, you'll be waiting forever. Be the one who stops judging, stops reacting, stops needing to win. That doesn't mean you ignore unhealthy behavior. It means you stop confusing the behavior with the person. You see dysfunction clearly, but you don't turn it into identity. You'd respond, but from clarity, not from the pain body. If your partner is open to growing together, beautiful. Learn to speak honestly without blame. Listen without defending. Leave space for each other's expression. In that space, love can breathe. And if you both do this, if both of you drop your egoic patterns, you don't just have a relationship. You have a spiritual flowering. You stop reflecting each other's wounds and start reflecting the love beneath it all. Not the addictive, clinging kind of love, the real deal, the kind with no opposite. That's when love stops being a battlefield and starts becoming a doorway to the divine.